Bojo, give me a five-letter word for mallard duck.
Daffy.
Very funny. It fits.
Hey, Trixo, the pawn shop?
Yep.
Harris hasn't checked in yet either.
Thank you, Wojo.
Well, he's always getting on my case about being late.
You were, this morning.
Oh, yeah. Lost my alarm clock.
I suggest you do something about finding it.
Yeah. I'll make a few calls.
I know what this looks like, but I'm innocent. You're making a terrible mistake.
It's part of my job. Trying to dump stolen merchandise?
Yeah, everything was on a hot sheet from that theft.
Hey, I know what this looks like, but it's not that way at all. I mean, this is just one of those,
merry mix-ups.
Yeah, right.
What about the hot property?
Well, he told me he bought it at a thrift shop. He said he only spent a few dollars for this. He said it was very legitimate. I laughed.
I have a receipt.
Written on a piece of scratch paper.
It's a little flimsy, Mr.
White.
Mr. White?
But we'll check it.
We'll check it. In the meantime, would you give a statement to Detective Dietrich?
Good morning, Harris.
Dum, da-dum, dum.
Morning, Barney.
Isn't that a coincidence? Just an hour ago, everybody else was saying the same thing to me.
I guess I overslept.
You look awful.
Yeah, I had a long evening.
Harris, the human body can take just so much, activity. After a while, it starts to... Harris?
Pardon? Why don't you just sit down? Nick will get you a cup of tea.
Hey, thank him for me, will you?
Hey, I ain't saying I never been in trouble before, but this time I'm clean.
We'll check out your story. First name?
Sylvester. I was born cesarean. My mother named me that for revenge.
Women are sensitive about birth.
Boy, she never let up either. When I was 10 years old, she made me take accordion lessons.
She was a disturbed woman, Mr. White.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Harris, I don't know if it's my place, but,
What?
Does that tie go with that suit?
Oh, my God.
I figured you'd like to know.
Oh, man, I knew this was going to happen someday.
Yeah, I know. I know, because I was late one time, and I put on a brown tie with a yellow shirt.
So?
Well, you had to be there.
Gotta put you in a cage now, Mr. White.
How do you pronounce that?
What's the difference?
Looks like Wojo Hoyts. Why were you? A breech baby?
That's his last name.
What's your first name?
Wobble Stiltskin.
Polish.
Go up, Reesing, Germana.
Just a second. Barn? Some guy's down on 3rd Street to holding up traffic.
Okay, check it out. Hey, hold on. Harris, somebody calling for you on line one.
Find out who it is, huh?
Who's calling? It's your boss.
Oh. Tell him I'll call him back later, huh?
Okay.
Say, Barney, did I ever tell you about my other job?
Other job?
I didn't.
Oh, remember, that's what you wanted to talk to me about in my office.
When?
Right now.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not a question of what you're doing. It's a question of my keeping abreast with things as they pertain to this job.
Got it, Barney. All right. It's just that we had a few scheduling problems, and I think we got them worked out now.
Right. Hinman Arms, huh? It's a pretty snazzy place. And you're a...
Captain of security.
Sounds good.
It does hang well on me, don't it?
Well, there's one cabin to another.
Call me Harris.
Funny pot?
It's called a wok. It's used to cook Chinese vegetables.
Oh. No offense.
I'm not Chinese.
Well, you were once, around about 4th or 5th century.
I'll be 46 in April.
I don't see you. Happy birthday.
Captain?
What?
I think it's for me.
I'm going to check out White Story over the thrift shop.
Okay, yeah, take some of that stuff with you so you can get an identification.
All right, I'll just take a walk over there.
Okay.
Captain, this is a walk.
I know.
I'll be running along.
Fine. In here.
Thank you, Victor.
Over here.
Come on. What do we got?
Oh, by the time I got down there, this kid had traffic blocked up for 3 blocks.
Go on, sit down. He was running around, picking up these from all over the street.
I dropped the bag.
Betting slips.
Yeah,
he must have been running to a drop somewhere.
All right, check it out. If nothing else, somebody's got an awful lot of angry customers.
No, look, I can't work tomorrow night. I've got to pull a late shift here. No, there's absolutely no way I can get out of it.
Can I go now?
No, you can't go now. Your last name's Fields. What's your first name?
Tom. T-O...
I think I can handle it. Where do you live, Tom?
The third house after the mailbox.
Just give me your address, all right? Allen? Sit right there.
Barn?
Yep.
I think there's something wrong with this guy.
What do you mean wrong?
Like he's slow in the head.
Retarded?
I don't think he knows what's going on.
What's his name?
Tom Fields.
Tom?
Yes, sir?
Tom, do you know why you're being held?
Yes, sir. For not bringing the bag over. You gave me $1 to carry it. Now I'll have to give it back.
Who gave you $1, Tom?
I don't know his name. He was like him.
A black man?
With funny clothes.
Where were you carrying the bag?
He's not deaf.
To the barber shop, next to the roller skating rink.
Oh, Barney, that's Del Mitchell's place.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we raid that last year for prostitution?
Right. They had the $50 manicure.
Yeah. Bring him in and ask him a few questions. Right. See what we can find out.
Oh, Barney, why don't you let me go alone? I think it'll be easier to get in.
Okay, have Colgan put a squad car in the area, though.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah?
Will I get a phone call?
Sure. Maybe that's it now.
Hey, Reverend.
What's this?
Captain Miller, this is Reverend Albert Carey. He runs the thrift shop. Place was full of stolen goods.
Hope you got a strong case, Dietrich.
No worry, Captain. It's a good collar. No offense.
Dietrich, take his cuffs off.
No, it's all right. Leave them on.
He insisted.
They're going to start to hurt you in a little while.
They hurt now.
Take off his cuffs.
No, I don't want any special treatment.
Take them off. Reverend, is what Detective Dietrich said true? I mean, about the stolen merchandise?
It's true. All of it. It's true.
And you knew it was stolen?
Of course I knew. I just never let myself think about it.
Let me see, Reverend. So you just accepted them as donations in good faith?
Look, don't patronize me, Captain. I knew exactly what I was doing. Our church is falling apart. It's going under. And I have been growing so depressed lately. A couple of weeks ago, I was walking down Fifth Avenue, and I stopped in front of St. Patrick's. And I looked up, and I saw those magnificent spires, and I thought, they really got it made, baby. You know what I mean? I mean, they got it all. You know what I mean? I thought, well, why them? I mean, why not us? Why is it always them with their bells and their tapestries and their works of art? I mean, what are we, garbage? I mean, we all believe in the same things. We read the same books. We all say the same stuff for crying out loud. We got a right. But this guy comes along and instead of donating some stuff, he shows me how I could buy it from him and then sell it for a profit and still keep the prices reasonable. Well, it worked like a charm. And the first thing you know, we got a whole lot of people coming in with a whole bunch of merchandise.
There's a patrol car over there now, Captain. With stuff matches a list from a dozen heists.
Seems you've got a touchy situation here.
Yep. It's going to be hard to separate church and state with him doing time in Sing Sing.
Thank you, Dietrich.
Hey. Can I get out of here now?
Wait a minute. Have a seat.
I'm going to be a policeman someday.
Yeah? Well, we could probably use the help.
There you go.
Hey, what about the money I pay for that stuff?
Why don't you consider it a donation to charity, a gift to the church?
I'm an atheist.
Sue him.
Hey, I ain't that sure about it.
Barney, that was Harris's boss.
Yeah?
You got fired.
Fired? What for?
Something about not being able to work around his schedule.
Wonderful.
I could never handle two jobs. I'm under too much pressure here.
Okay, in here, Mr. Mitchell.
This place looks like a garbage dump.
Mm-hmm. Make yourself right at home.
Tom? Tom, there's a man sitting over there. I want you to tell me if this is the man who gave you the dollar.
Yes, sir. I better go give it back.
No, that's right now.
Hey, Barney, what's with the Reverend?
Fencing stolen merchandise.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do, throw the good book at him?
Try to pull yourself together. Mr. Mitchell.
Speaking.
Mr. Mitchell, there's a young man sitting over there. Says he, you gave him a dollar to take a bag somewhere.
Never saw him before.
Well, he's sitting over there. Why don't you look that way?
No need to. I haven't been out of my barber shop all day.
I didn't say anything about which day it was.
Pick one.
He did what? What did he tell you about the lady in the penthouse? Look, she asked me to check on a prowler and then got mad because I wouldn't move in. That's what she wanted me to do.
All right, we'll talk about it in my office.
I was doing a damn good job.
Fits around your schedule.
My schedule?
Come on.
Hey, look, you know what he can do with my schedule?
We'll explore all the possibilities.
Sorry about profanity, Reverend.
Yeah, you see? I mean, just because I'm a minister, everybody thinks they have to protect me. Well, it's not necessary.
All right, the hell with it.
I would expect that reaction if you'd lost this job, but an outside job?
I was a captain.
Let's not lose perspective, Harris.
I was a good captain.
Yeah, I'm sure. The fact is, you're just going to have to give up a few luxuries, that's all. Let's switch to domestic champagne and give up on the imported stuff. Sirloin tips instead of filet mignon.
I would that were the case.
Mickey Spillane instead of Shakespeare.
Barney, I need that money.
We could all use a little extra money.
It's not a question of extra. It's more like your basic, fundamental, primary kind of money. I mean, I was overextended.
Is it serious?
Yeah, it's serious. And it's starting to get embarrassing. I was buying a gray cardigan at Bloomingdale's, and they told me that I had reached my credit limit.
That could be embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't own a gray cardigan.
I want to give you a dollar back. I couldn't bring the bag over.
Hey, I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
I was going to carry the bag, but I dropped it.
Man, I don't even know who you are.
I'm Tom Fields. I live at the third house after the mailbox.
Look, I am trying to meditate, and you are disrupting my concentration.
What?
He says he can't think and talk at the same time.
Hey, you talking to me?
See? Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Mitchell.
Hey, can I leave now?
Two more questions.
In that case, I want my lawyer.
Look, you're not going to need your lawyer for
hey,
this.
Hey, look. It's his word against mine. And that's what it comes down to. You think a judge is going to believe a dummy?
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself?
Is that all?
That's all.
Hey, Mitchell. Use another kid like this, and I'm gonna be all over you. I mean, I'm gonna go out of my way to see to it that you stay within the law.
Hey, Captain, your man here is threatening me with harassment.
Sergeant Harris? Harris, did you say something? Bart?
Well, what about Tom?
Just see he gets home okay.
Right. Come on, Tom.
Where are we going?
Home.
Where do you live?
No, you're home.
Oh.
Well, don't worry. You can come over to my house some other time.
I'd like to meet all your friends.
I don't have too many.
Nick, take him downstairs with prints and pictures.
I'd rather not.
Huh?
He's a man of the cloth. I feel funny about it, Barney.
He's a prisoner. He has to be processed.
I haven't gone to church in years. There might be repercussions.
Dietrich, would you mind?
Sure, I'll do it. I don't mind. Don't bother me. Do you believe in God?
Well, I've always felt there was something up there, out there.
I don't think there is. I mean, we're probably just an accident. The result of some unplanned cosmic explosion eons ago.
Well, now, what if you're wrong? You find yourself in an afterlife having to explain yourself to somebody. What do you say?
Whoops.
I'm sorry, I'm not a prude, but it's anything besides sex funny. Sitcoms now have this one-track mind.
Shows for people with more than one-track minds.
Oh, that's fine, fine, fine.
Reason number 33 that people turn to TV Land for TV satisfaction.